Hallelujah. Well, for those of you that might be new or haven't met me, I'm not Dave Roberson. I'm not his brother. I am his brother in Christ, but I'm not his natural brother, as some come and ask me. But I do consider him my spiritual father in the Lord. Hallelujah. Such a blessing to be here, such a blessing to have Pastor Dave as a pastor. Look all over the world, all over the United States, anywhere you want to look. Waste your time if you want to. Hallelujah. Well, I think I want to pick up where I left off the last time. Let's see, I think it was April of this year. So, I know that it was such an impressive message that you all can remember where we left off. We left off in John chapter 15, that He appointed you to go and bear fruit and that your fruit remain. We left off in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and that's where we're going to pick up. And you can put a marker in Ephesians chapter 3. We'll probably get there also, maybe. I'm like the pastor. I don't make any guarantees. Food has been burnt in my services over my guarantees about the length of the message. So I don't make any of those guarantees about where we're going to end up. Just want to follow Him and flow with Him. But in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, picking back up there, seriously. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And then in my Bible, it has an and, meaning, two separate things. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. We pretty well covered that the last time. If you want a tape of it, you can see my wife. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. Not that you just know. See, sometimes we get caught in this deal of just wanting to know the perfect will of God. But that's not what the Word of God says. This is not what He wrote. This is not what you're to go by. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove. Not just know it. Not just be able to talk it. But that you be able to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Three levels. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Well, I know if you're like me, and most of you are, you want to know the perfect will of God. You're not just satisfied with that good will of God. You're not satisfied through the rest of your life with just acceptable. You're like me. You're hungry. You're a hog. You want to know the perfect will of God. And you not only want to know it, but you want to be able to prove it. You want to see it manifested in your life that you don't have to tell anybody. It's just evident because of the fruit that's operating in your life. Proving it. Proving what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But He says, and not to be conformed to this world. You know, if we were going to be conformed to this world, we would... You know, other than salvation, you know, if they couldn't tell us from the world, you know, what's the use of having His Word? What's the use of the Holy Spirit? What's the use of anything, you know? If you're going to be conformed to this world, you know, we kind of try to take the world's ways and the world's ideas on in with us and bring God down to our level, bring God down to the level of the world instead of trying to reach that attainable position, that image of Christ that He wants us to be in. And going up to Him. Now, don't get quiet on me at this point. You know, we still got a ways to go. It's too early in the message to get quiet at this point. You know, you might as well learn one thing. As you begin to walk into God, you might as well learn to just get gut level with Him. You might as well just, you know, if there's something in your life that you think is standing between you of God, you and God, you might as well just get gut level and say, this is standing between me and God. And God, I know it. I'm standing before you. You already know it, God, so I'll just go ahead and acknowledge it. Since you already know it's standing between you and I'll just admit it. And so we get caught at times bringing the things of the world in, or the things of the past, or the things that we've been taught in the churches or traditions or denominations that we come out of. We get to thinking that we can bring them in with us, that it's all right to bring them in with us. Well, I'm just this way. You'll have to accept me. You know, bring God down to my level. But he says not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, if you're going to keep from being conformed to this world and you're going to be transformed, your mind's going to have to be renewed. You might as well already accept it and just get gut level with Him and say, my mind's got to be renewed if I'm going to be transformed. If you want to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And to the extent that you let your mind be renewed, that's the extent that you're going to walk into the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You say, well, are you sure about that? I'm positive about that. I'm positive about that. You know, you might be walking in healing, you know, and steeped in poverty. Guess what? You need some renewing in your mind. You need to be transformed that you can get a little bit more of the perfect will of God operating on your life. Because that's what I know that's what you're after. That's what I want. I want the fullness of God, the perfect will of God operating in my life in every area. And I may not be there yet, but I want to take the steps necessary for that to happen. And it may take me a while, but if so, I want to go the shortest route possible. And it is so. I do want it. So I want to take the shortest route possible. And you can take the next 50 years, providing Jesus doesn't come back. You can take the next 50 years and walk into the perfect will of God. Or you can cut it in half. Or you can cut it into a fourth or a third or a tenth. That's up to you. You say, well, I don't know whether I believe that it's up to me. Because, see, I believe in the grace of God. Well, so do I. He delivered. He delivered to me. I couldn't earn it. He delivered the grace of God to me that I could walk into the fullness of Him. On purpose. Oh, recently, a couple of months ago, I guess it was, something like that, maybe 6 weeks ago. Now, it's over the past several months. He's been, you know, I just deliver what I hear Him, you know, and flow as I hear Him. And I've been railing a lot in different cities of and churches have been railing a lot about, why would you shortchange yourself? You know, this kept coming up. Why would you shortchange yourself? Why would you take one or two of the principles of God, one or two things in the Word of God, apply it to your life and leave the rest of it out? Why would you shortchange yourself? This just kept coming. I kept preaching on it and preaching on it. Then the other morning, Sunday morning, Pastor Tim and Pastor Dave were back in the office and they were going over the camp meeting transcript. And I listened. And then Pastor Dave went into the shower to get ready to come out of the service. And Pastor Tim left. And I was over in the corner and I knew God wanted to speak to me. I could just feel it. He wanted to speak to me. So I just began to worship God. Praying in other tongues, that's what I do when I know He wants to speak to me. And since He wants to speak to me all the time, then that's what I try to do as much as possible. So he said the very same words. He said, why do you think that I've been railing on you about people not shortchanging themselves, bringing in everything in my Word into operation in their life? So that they can have everything that I've given to them, that they couldn't earn, but my grace has been given to them, but yet they're not walking in it. Why do you think that I've been railing on you about people being lopsided, shortchanging themselves? And if you were to go back on a lot of my tapes over the past several months, you would hear that phrase quite often. Why would you shortchange yourself? Why would you take one thing in the Word of God and leave out the rest of it? Why would you shortchange yourself? Well, you know, sometimes you have to take into consideration where I preach at. You know, when we go into some of the cities there, you know, four or five denominations will be represented. Some of them steeped in poverty. Some of them powerless. Some of them, you know, gave up tongues, you know. A little bit of everything, you know, just everything. Religion, you know. And so if you took that in consideration, you could see why. When people come from all different walks of life, different backgrounds, different doctrine, different traditions, then you would know why then that he would say, why are you shortchanging yourself? And this is something that kept ringing. Why would you shortchange yourself? So he began to tell me back there. He said, this is why I had you preaching this, because I wanted everybody to come into the light of my Word in every area of my Word and not leave one thing out. So see, if you're a firm believer in praying in other tongues, and if you're not, you won't last here very long. But if you are, which you probably are since you're here tonight, but you're leaving out confession. And you're saying, yes, prayers in the Word of God. But I don't know about this calling in the lost. I don't know about speaking the Word of God out into the earth. I don't know about agreeing with God's mind and God's heart and His Word and speaking it out through my mouth. I don't know about that. Guess what? You need to repent. You're shortchanging yourself. If you believe in divine healing and laying on of hands, but you don't believe in prosperity, that you're called to lead a prosperous life and that it is a godly walk for you to deal in the riches of the kingdom of God, that others may be saved, that the kingdom of God may be enlarged. If you don't believe that because of the tradition that you come out of, you need to repent, because that's part of the Word of God. I can get an amen on every one of them. I don't know about the last one, though, that I'm fixing to come up with. You know, if you believe, you know, in praying in other tongues and giving of finances, that He took on your poverty and delivered back His riches unto you, that you might be rich in Him. If you believe in that, but yet you don't know, you know, 5 minutes a day of worship's enough, then you might need to repent, because worship's in the Word of God too. Why would you shortchange yourself? And then let's just talk about fasting. You know, what amazes me is, I don't know when it was, I lose track of time sometimes, but he began to speak to me one day. This is quite some time back, and I thought he was telling me to fast. When I realized about halfway through the conversation with him that that wasn't what he was after at all, for me to fast, there were statements came like, most of my body is forgetting about fasting. I want you to preach more on fasting. And then he told me this. He said, turn to Matthew. Up on the pinnacle. I want to show you some things. And I'm not here to teach that tonight. But maybe you pray in tongues a lot. Maybe you worship God all day long. Maybe you spend the night speaking out the Word of God into this earth, confessing the Word of God, changing your soul, changing your thinking with the Word of God. Maybe you do that. But maybe you can't push yourself away from the dinner table. You need to repent. Fasting's in the Word of God, just like worship is. Boy, I didn't hear many, Daisy, I didn't hear many amens on that. It's real weak, you know. But yet, whenever he talked about fasting,
And meeting the devil with the Word of God. Well, brother, I'm from the Word churches, and he met the devil with the Word of God. Sure he did. And the only way that Word is going to work in you is if you have faith that it is the Word of God and that it actually means and will do what it says it will do.
Right.
Yes, it is right. So, well, I'll speak it and I'll speak it till it comes to pass. Yeah, you'll speak it and you'll speak it until you move out of that doubt and unbelief and begin to walk in faith that it is actually His Word.
Amen.
And that it will work on your behalf. And so he began to talk to me about that on the pinnacle, you know. He said, most people are forgetting about fasting, but yet I delivered victory in the flesh realm. Well, most people know that, you know, whenever you fast, it really works on the flesh. First thing it'll start working on is the flesh. Then he went a little bit farther. He said they need to renew their mind. Then he began to show me, of course, where it talked about, that it operated in both the spirit, soul, and the flesh. All three areas. Fasting works on. Well, I began to see what he was talking about. He was talking about that we were leaving out one of the most important keys in the Word of God to begin to transform ourselves and change ourselves. And we thought it was just on the flesh. My goodness, you ought to go on somewhat of a long fast and see what it does to your emotions and your mind, your soulish realm. See what it does. You'll change your mind real quick. But see, what he wants to do is bring those emotions out, bring that flesh down, bring those emotions out, where you can invoke, where you can activate the victory that he delivered to you there. Spirit, soul, and body. Every part. And so we want to be able to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. But yet we'll take parts of the Word of God that's easy for us. We walked into it somewhat easy by the grace of God. But yet the other areas are just a little bit harder. A little bit harder for us to apply in our life. And because they're a little bit harder for us to apply in our life, then we want to throw them aside and forget them. Why would you shortchange yourself? Why would, when the pastor gets up and begin to preach in hours of praying in other tongues, would you switch over to that and leave all these other things behind? And then him get up and teach on fasting and you decide, well, you know, I can handle all this other stuff, and then all of a sudden you don't show up for nights because he's preaching on fasting. Why do you want to shortchange yourself? See, I want to take the shortest route into the fullness of Him, the shortest route into His perfect will. That means taking everything in the Word of God and begin to apply it to your life. Every part of it. Giving, worship, prayer. Yes, prayer above all things. Prayer, glory to God. What's wrong with talking to God? You can talk to God or you can talk to the devil. Why not talk to God? I told them last night that we were calling in the lost. I said, you know, I love lifting my hands and beginning to worship God, and the presence of God comes. You can't worship God too much. You can't worship God too much, you know. You got two choices. You can stay in the presence of the devil and his gang, or you can stay in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. All it takes is lifting your hands and beginning to worship God. Praying in those other tongues that the Holy Spirit can get in there on your born-again spirit and begin to do a work and begin to teach you. You say, well, I need another witness of all this. Well, I'm glad you asked, so turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Are you having a good time? I am. Sometimes I get, you know, I get to wondering about it a little bit because I think, well, I hate to have a good time and they're not having a good time. Make me feel bad. I'd leave the service, you know, feeling bad. I had a good time. They didn't. For a few minutes. After that, I didn't feel guilty about it too much. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Let's start with about verse 14. Just hang with me. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, say that's me, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ. Now, you can't complete the rest of this without reading with it. To know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. Now, I want to know in here. I want to know in here. You can lift your hands if you think, if you believe, if somehow you've been deceived right now at this point, that you're walking in the fullness of God, that there is nothing left for you to walk into. Lift your hand up. Well, good, I can go on then. I don't have to tackle that. I don't have to get you born again or delivered. I can go ahead. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Well, I want to be filled with all the fullness of God, and I know that you do too. And he says here that we can be filled with the fullness of God. But first he says to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. And before that he said to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. All right, just keep your finger there and let's turn to chapter 4, verse 22. Because I want to know how to be filled with the fullness of God. I want to know how that track, make that journey into the perfect will of Him, to be able to prove it, that it's showing through my life, that I don't have to say it. But that it's there, that it's proven because it's there. The fruit of it is showing. It says in verse 22. Now let's back up to 20. But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have heard Him and you have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, You know, and when we want to talk about fasting, Jesus was the one up on the pinnacle. He was the one that fasted 40 days. The devil came to tempt Him. He beat Him on every angle. Then later on, turned around and said, everything in heaven that the Father has given to me, and I turn around and I give you everything that I have. That included all the victories. All the positional standings, all the victories, everything that you are in Christ. He turned around and just said, here it is. Free. You don't earn it. You don't do anything to earn it. You say, well, when I fast, am I earning anything? No. You know, you just got serious about wanting to know more of God, wanting more of God operating in your life. But if you indeed have heard Him and you have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct. Oh, you mean I can't hang on to it? My former conduct, I can't hang on to it? No, not according to the Word of God. It says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. That you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, that you leave those things behind. There's just one thing. Those things behind keep wanting to tag on. They keep wanting to tag along. You say, well, I know that I'll get by the grace of God. Oh, yeah, you'll probably get to heaven. Little sign around you. I got here by the grace of God. I chose not to take everything in the Word of God and begin to apply it to my life so I could walk out of those things and walk into more of Him. I got here by the grace of God. Yes, you sure did. Why would you want to shortchange yourself? Why would you want to shortchange yourself? Why, when God delivered so much through Jesus for you, in every area of your life, He delivered the fullness of God to you, why would you want to shortchange yourself and just take part of it and say, I'm going to take part of it, and I'm going to take that part that I can walk in and that I can live in comfortably. The rest of it that is hard for me, for my mind, for my flesh to overcome, that part that's hard, I'm just going to ignore it. In fact, that rat has a big hole in that closet, and he's getting fatter by the minute and by the day. Because I don't want to open that door and put off that old man and put on that new man, that righteousness in Christ. Put it on in that area. I decided I'm not going to take parts of the Word of God that's there for me to walk out of things and walk into the victories that He supplied. Oh, you don't understand, Brother Rogers. See, I know that it was that grace that those riches were delivered to me and He took on my poverty. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. Your bills are not paid. See, there's nothing wrong with your bills not paid being paid as long as you don't stay there in that position. As long as you begin to take the Word of God and take the Word of God and begin to apply it to your life, begin to renew your mind concerning poverty. Begin to renew your mind and come out on the other side. And then not only is your bills paid, but you're paying someone else's bills all around you. You know, that's the perfect will of God. That is the grace of God that He delivered unto you, that you could walk out of that into something else and begin to use it to enlarge and meet needs in the kingdom of God. Then the overflow from you then affects thousands of people around you. That's His perfect will. So why would you want to shortchange yourself and just take one thing that somebody preaches from the pulpit? Why would you let the devil deceive you and talk you out of all these other things in the Word of God, like speaking out the Word of God, calling in the lost? You know, we have one person that began to come recently to calling in the lost on Tuesday nights, and since she did, now some of her relatives are being saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Why would you want to shortchange yourself? Why would you want to shortchange your relatives? Why would you even want to shortchange your enemies? Could it be that the love of God is not operating fully in your life? I was praying one day and he said, why are you not praying for your enemies? I guess because I don't like them. You know, you might as well get gut level. He already knows what you're thinking and how you feel in your heart. He already knows your motives in your heart. Well, it was the truth. It's getting less the truth. Because now I begin to pray for my enemies. Lord Jesus, I thank You that they're saved, that they're free, that the love of God is operating in me, and as a result, it's overflowing and operating in them. Let's see, now where were we? That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Well, then if there's one thing I want the fullness of God in my life, and I want to put off that old man and put on that new man. I want to walk in everything that He has. I want to walk in the perfect will of God, and I may not be walking in it right now, but get out of my way, because I'm headed for it. If I can find it in the Word of God. That means when I'm praying in tongues a lot, I'm also doing some fasting along the side. That means I'm worshiping God. That means I'm speaking the Word of God that my mind might be renewed and transformed into His image, which is the Word of God. I got news for you. If you think just because you read the Word of God But that's all it's going to take. You're going to have to start. This is a spiritual law. This is spiritual. This is not just a natural thing of speaking out the Word. This is a spiritual thing. When you begin to take the Word of God and begin to speak it out, I remember those days. Before there was any ministry of any kind. Before I went to my office, I would walk the floor and I would say, Lord Jesus, I thank You that I'm a man that walks in power. I thank You that I'm a godly person, that You're getting out of me everything in my life that keeps me from being a godly person. I want to be a man of God. Lord Jesus, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. I'm not going to be moved by what I see, hear, or feel at times. I'm a man of God. I'm a man walking in the power of God. I'll make a godly husband. Hello? First thing you got to do is admit you got a problem. Next thing is just get out of there. Sounds easy, don't it? That's a good thing about us preachers. We can make it sound easy. But everything you need to have the fullness of God in your life is in the Word of God. And every principle in there, whether it be giving, whether it be fasting, whether it be worship, whether it be confession, every part of it is essential for you to walk out, for you to put that old man down and to put that new man on and begin to walk into the fullness of Him. You say, I want one more witness to that. I'm glad you asked because I'm going to give you one quick one. Turn back where you were at. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's read it again in context. I'm not much on taking things out of context. There was one rule that Pastor Dave established when he established the prayer center. He said, you preachers take anything out of context, we'll take you into the back room and slap the fat out of your face. As far as I'm concerned, that rule is still in place. It says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. That you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Well, boy, that's a good one to confess. Oh, He can do everything abundantly above all that we ask or think. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. And He can. According. Oh, you mean there's a stipulation? According to the power that works in us. Oh, I'm a born-again believer. The righteousness in Christ, the fullness of God, is operating in my life. Could you lend me a quarter for the bus? I have a real bad headache. I can't seem to walk out of it. There's nothing wrong with that. You just start where you're at. The fullness of God, everything has been delivered to you according to the power that works within, according to the power of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that is working in your life, putting off that old man and putting on that new one, the image of Jesus in your life, that people can see the fruit that you are walking in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Why would you want to stop praying? Why wouldn't you want to push away from the dinner table? Begin to do some fasting. You say, well, I'll do a little bit of serious fasting. 2 or 3 days here and there. Yeah, you'll never get anywhere till you begin to execute what God gave you, what Jesus went through when you begin to fast 40 days at a time. You say, well, that's a little bit tough. Maybe it is, but I thought you wanted the fullness of God operating in your life. See, serious fasting is good. It's good. But whenever you began to bake of 40 days now and of 40 days later sometime and maybe a third one, All that does is begin to break down those things that you can begin to put them to death and begin to walk into that peace enough that when you do serious type fasting, then you accomplish that much more. I know I'm supposed to sugarcoat it. It's all right. It's all right that you go ahead and fast 3 days on, 3 days off. You know, my wife does it. I started out doing it. But why would you want to shortchange yourself? Why would you want to shortchange yourself and not worship God more than 5 minutes a day? Why would you want to shortchange yourself but not activating that grace that He delivered unto you concerning those riches and walking out of that poverty? Why don't you just start with that dollar that's in your pocket right now and say, Lord Jesus, I know that You're a God that's going to supply all of my needs. For You delivered unto me this. And Lord Jesus, because I have this abundance of a dollar in my pocket, I'm going to put it in somebody else's life. Why would you want to shortchange yourself and decide I'm going to pray 5 minutes a day and that's good enough? Sure it is. Sure it is. You'll get to heaven. You'll get to heaven. Why would you want to shortchange yourself? Why would you not want to be transformed and renewed? Renewed in the spirit of your mind by the Word of God. By speaking it out on your situation, out on your life. Why wouldn't you want to take the Word of God and keep from being shortchanged in your own life? Why would you not want to walk into the fullness of God? I don't understand. Why would you not want to walk into the fullness of God? Give me more! Give me more! Everything that I do, I may not be there right now, but everything, I want everything in the Word of God activated in my life, practicing in my life, that I can walk into Him more and more and more. It's the grace of God that He delivered these things unto us, that we could begin to activate them in our lives and walk out of that old man and begin to be transformed and renewed and keep ourselves from being conformed to this world, that we may be able to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in our lives. Glory to God. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and make this statement, even though I know it's going out. This tape will probably end up going out to some people. Most of the deception in the body of Christ comes through the pulpit. It's up to us. It's up to us as a believer to take the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, begin to speak the Word of God, begin to do some fasting, begin to worship God, begin to pray, get to know God, get to know the One that saved you, the One that washed you with His blood. Get to know Him through prayer, talking to God. Get to know Him. Get to know His Word that we can't be deceived. Amen. See, I run into people and they spend all their life in church. It's almost a testimony. I was born and raised in church. But yet I don't see no fruit. I was born and raised in church. They might as well go ahead and say I was steeped in doctrine. Why would you want to be deceived out of the fullness of God? So I run into these people, and some of them have found the light enough that they'll say, my goodness, I've been deceived all these years. I don't want this anymore. I can't believe they held this from me. I can't believe they held this light. I can't believe they held this truth from me. Can you help me? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Do you want to pay the price enough to get that out of your life? Begin to walk into the freedom. Do you want it bad enough? Even when the devil comes knocking at your door and tries to talk you into that it was wrong and that you need to stay in that religion where you were at. Do you want it bad enough to say, no, I'm going to keep going? Maybe you're here tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you feel like that somewhere in your past you've been sold a bill of goods. Or just maybe you've let the flesh and the devil and your emotions, especially your emotions, that seem to be riding higher than anything else these days. Maybe you've let that talk you out of going even farther into God, into the fullness of God. Maybe you're here tonight. Why would you want to be shortchanged? If you're here tonight and you say, that sort of fits me, I believe He's talking to me. I believe I'd like to go a little bit farther, and I've let my mind, my emotions, I've let the flesh, I've let people, I've let all, being in church all my life talk me out of receiving some of the parts of God, the Word of God. I've let that old doctrine, I've let those old things in my life talk me out. The devil use them to talk me out of things in the Word of God that I can apply in my life. And begin to walk into the fullness of Him, out of that old man and put on that new man. That's me. That's me. If that's you. If that's you. If there's anyone here like that, I can tell you right now, you can be on your road, the right direction. You can find a starting place right here on this green line. Right now. Just come right up here right now.